we met in theater school in New York City, and then wisely both quit the theater. But we were, you know, making music together and listening to music together for a long, long time.
Why did you guys quit the theater?
It's a terrible...
Makes you insecure.
There's a whole bunch of actors all over Manhattan Island right now who just turned their radios off. I don't need that.
Old friends Torkel Campbell and Chris Dumont joke about leaving their theater days behind, but they do still have a great love for it. In fact, acting was sort of the family business for Tork. Both of his parents were Shakespeare actors, and his wife Moya is still an actress, but he and Chris got the opportunity to be musicians, and they decided to run with it, and have been making music together for almost 20 years now, and their newest album, out now, is called Here Comes a City. This is Take 5 from WFUV. Hi, I'm Alisa Ali. Although Chris and Tork have been making music together for many, many years now, Here Comes a City is just their third full-length release. They're no slackers, though. The band Memphis is just one of the many projects that they both juggle. In addition to making music with Tork, Chris Dumont also works here in New York City at the Metropolitan Opera House. And to add a little more quirk and fun to his life, he freelances as a carousel operator at Central Park. Meanwhile, Torkel Campbell has a solo music project called Dead Child Stars, and he's also in two other bands, Stars and Broken Social Scene. When the band came in to do a session with us in Studio A, Tork talked about how lucky he feels that he's got a job that allows him to play music with his friends.
Willie Nelson was right. My favorite thing is making music with my friends.
Yeah.
Part of the great thing about pop music is, like, you know, I've worked with people in big professional capacities who... You know, we gave a guy a job as a sound man who'd never done sound before. Like, I didn't, you know, when I joined a band, I didn't have any right to be in a band. If you trust your friends, it's a kind of mafia situation. They can't go against you because you've said, look, I've put my faith in you, so now you have to put your faith in me.
Have you ever been in a situation where there was someone who was a friend of yours, not a musician, and you said, you know what, I want you in this mafia family. Maybe try drums, and then they were god-awful at it.
Yes, there has.
Yeah.
But you know what? There's always room backstage. They can always spider my rider.
It's cool.
Yeah.
Spider your rider.
You can play cymbals or something. You can get off the mic and clap in the background. That's what I do in Broken Social Scene. I played with Broken Social Scene. They were like, you know what? Actually, why don't you just go to the back and clap? And I didn't care. I was happy. It's still fun.
The bells will ring. The choir. Cell phone ringtones harmonize. The nightly news refuse the lies. The sun will shine on the unemployment line. The trenches turn to flower beds. The voices stop inside our heads. And why? 'Cause it's the end of the world today. Tell me.
You've both described the album as being inspired by age. So have you both had some kind of epiphanies or realizations about how you used
old.
To be? Ah, come on.
You know, I was driving along today. I'm 39 now. I was driving along as we got here, and I was thinking about this and that in my life in a kind of disjointed way. And then I thought, yep, I'm having a midlife crisis. And it's quite interesting.
That you kind of everything.
You start trawling through all these memories that you thought you could just put away forever because you could bring them out whenever you wanted. There was lots of time to go over what it all meant, you know? And suddenly I'm finding, like, oh right, I got to get back to those things that meant something to me. I got to start trawling through my life.
And do you look back at the Chris and Tork of 20 years ago and sort of shake your head?
It's just about the same.
It's exactly the same. But that's what, you know, this game is all about, arrested adolescence, you know? And it's me one, death zero.
The camera captures images of a person on a bridge. He is only standing there, but something doesn't seem quite right. He paces back and forth a while as if deciding what to do. Takes his backpack and his jacket off and climbs over the railing. And then he falls into the sea. He falls into the sea.
live music from the band Memphis and the song I Am the Photographer. Today's Take 5 was produced by me, Elisa Ali. Hear more artists like this at thealternateside.org.